I'm not sure if just adding a foot to it is the ultimate solution. It does create another joint in the sidewalk. I know Mr. Palma has been through a tough time on this, but I feel it's important that we keep that sidewalk compliant. And to me, yes, we need to help him out and get this done 99% of the time. The back of the sidewalk is the property line. And I could see how a mistake could be easily made. The city doesn't currently require anyone to stake their property out to prove building lines. And things like this have happened in the past, not onto city property, but we've certainly violated setbacks along the way. But I strongly recommend that we put in an ADA compliant sidewalk as part of this. Yes.
Okay, so are you talking about the steps would be even if we were to vacate this portion of the right of way, the steps would still be on our side of the property line, even the new property line?
Not the new property line. If this went through,
well, I'm understanding from Mr. Patterson that yes, the steps would be on our side of the property line, correct? Even the new property line or the step.
As far as I understood it, yes, the step is going to still be, because we are vacating the area between where his property line lies 2 feet short of the sidewalk, and basically the sidewalk is where the edge of the building is now.
And so this the step that is necessary to get into these structures would extend onto the existing sidewalk and therefore onto the property that would still remain ours.
That's my understanding.
So if somebody fell off that stair, the liability would fall on the city since the step is on our side?
That was kind of what I was concerned about is maintenance, because typically the maintenance can be put onto the property owner, but we've not had somebody else's. You know, typically our ordinance doesn't allow people to put like signs and other things on our sidewalk.
Obstructions, yes.
Yeah, and this would certainly, obviously if the sidewalk were widened, it would meet ADA, but it would still put a portion of his structure on our sidewalk.
I would have to consult with the surveyor that drew the plat showing the vacation, which I think is in the packet, because I'm not sure that what he drew out as being vacated is going to encompass that step. If the answer is to vacate more there to encompass the step, I don't think that the amount of property being shown on this plat is going to do that.
I looked at that plat and I couldn't quite see where the sidewalk lined up with it.
We do have the surveyor here if you want to ask him. Mr. Cass told me that he says that this will encompass the step.
The vacation of this includes that step width, so it would not be on the city's property. That was my understanding from the get-go. That's how we would prepare this as I worked through it with Mr.
Fyatt. So, and boy, he didn't realize this was going to be part of his Boy Scout badge this week. if you could step forward, just so I'm clear on this. And so essentially what we'd be vacating, I take it then that the step is going to extend onto the existing sidewalk. Is that correct?
As I understand it right now, yes, as it is right now, the step would extend onto the sidewalk.
Okay, so what we would be vacating would include that portion of the sidewalk.
Yes, ma'am.
Does council understand that then?
In this vacation, everything that is currently in the street will be put onto Mr. Palma's property.
The entire existing sidewalk?
No, not the entire sidewalk. Everything that is going to be
built will
be built onto his property. Okay. So that way, any improvements that is going to be built by Mr. Palma will be on his property per this plat.
So we are looking at a 12-inch for the length of the...
The 12 inches property. For the step plus the what the building sticks into the street.
Okay.